Hi there. The word for you today is on getting them through the teen years. In Proverbs 24, verse 3, we read, "Use wisdom and understanding to establish your home." When you're the parent of a, quote, teen in transition, it's important to find the right blend of correction, instruction, motivation, and praise. Instead of focusing on behavior you don't want, praise and reward the behavior you want more of. If your child feels like you're always on their back instead of on their team, and I'm talking about things like how they dress, their friends, their music, etc., they'll resist you at every turn. The Bible says about parenting, number one, quote, "Children, obey your parents," that's Ephesians 6:1, and number two, Ephesians 6:4, "Don't exasperate your children by coming down hard on them." What does that mean? It means use the carrot and stick approach. If you're all stick and no carrot, you'll provoke them into rebelling or going undercover or cutting off communication with you. And if you grew up in a home where you were never praised or rewarded, well, you'll have to work harder to break the cycle. Exploding at your teen just teaches them to handle their anger explosively. Expect to be shocked and be prepared to respond constructively. If you take their mood swings and inconsistencies personally, you'll end up reacting in ways that you later regret. Do you remember your own adolescence and how you felt about your parents' opinions, tastes, and rules? Remember the famous words by Mark Twain? "When I was 14, my dad was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have him around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished how much the old man had learned in 7 years." Seriously, if you're raising a teen, here are two scriptures worth remembering. One is found in 1 Corinthians 13:8, three great words, "Love never." Other things fail, but love never fails. And number two, Proverbs 24, verse 3, "Use wisdom and understanding to establish your home."